Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody. Some sad news to share this afternoon. Wrestling legend The Iron Sheik has passed away. The news has just been broken on his Twitter account that I'm sure many of you were familiar with over the years. But yeah, the pro wrestling legend has sadly passed away. There's a statement here just kind of going over a few important bits and pieces. Today we gather with heavy hearts to bid farewell to a true legend, a force of nature, and an iconic figure who left an incredible mark on the world of professional wrestling. It is with great sadness that we share the news of the passing of the Iron Sheik, but we also take solace in knowing that he departed this world peacefully, leaving behind a legacy that will endure for generations to come. He is survived by his children, Tanya, Nikki, Marissa, and son-in-law Eddie as well. And will ultimately go down as one of the most effective and money-drawing heels in WWE history, long before it was WWE, of course, and he was a familiar opponent of one Hulk Hogan in Madison Square Garden and various other places. Just a really instrumental figure in that era of wrestling, in the most successful wrestling promotion in the world. Transitional WWE champion, of course. Kind of pioneered the whole, you know, it's an outdated trope now, but the menace from overseas kind of gimmick and everything else. But obviously, there's a human being behind all of this bluster and all of this showbiz and stuff, and ultimately it's sad that a family man has passed away. So we share our thoughts and condolences to the family. But you're a big, bad wrestling historian. Let's talk a little bit about the Iron Sheik and what he meant to pro wrestling.
Yeah, it's funny, like, the word legacy obviously gets used a lot when wrestlers pass away, and there's very different ways to carve out a legacy in pro wrestling, but it can't go understated what it meant to be a transitional champion when the Iron Sheik was one compared to now. Nowadays, it's just a matter of putting a belt on somebody in between two guys, and you don't even often need to do that. There's a million different finishes. It wasn't the case back then.
Yeah.
The Iron Sheik was kind of one of the last transitional champions that existed more in the territorial model of it. Bob Backlund was an outgoing babyface, Hulk Hogan, and all he brought was the incoming one, and a heel was needed, but it couldn't just be any heel. You couldn't just, not to pick on this guy or pick a name out of thin air, but you can't just lean on a Miz back then. It needs to be somebody that brings people to Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena, and all that conjures, to put over Hulk Hogan, to set this star who was very obviously going to go on this massive trajectory and carry the company, Vince McMahon Jr.'s vision of the company on his back, into goodness knows where in 1984. That's a lot of pressure. That is not just somebody carrying a belt from one building to another, having beaten Bob Backlund to lose to Hulk Hogan. And it really can't go understated. And I think it never did. And that's a credit to the Iron Sheik's charisma. That's a credit to what a good job he did of playing this, foreign menace. It's playing on the xenophobia, but it was very much of the time. It looks more in the time than if it was to come about in the present day, of course. But it feels like it fits in that era, and ultimately the heels were always vanquished. You know, he lost the WWE title to the American Hero Hulk Hogan. Him and Nikolai Volkov would go on to win the tag team titles from the US Express at WrestleMania 1, and you could still play with the Foreign Menace as heels even then in mid-card roles and things like that. He was brought back nearly a decade later as Colonel Mustafa to fight Hulk Hogan again alongside Sergeant Slaughter when it was Iran, Iraq, post-Gulf War stuff. Yeah. That wasn't in the best taste, but he was very good at playing the most cartoonish version of that. We were over the slaughter, cheapest of the heat. Now we just needed cartoon villains.
Well, he always was just like a gigantic personality as well, like above everything else. Apart from being like a valuable opponent to pit against your gigantic headlining baby faces who you need to make all the money in the world and stuff. He always had that miles wide personality. I mean, even if you go back and watch something like the Gimmick Battle Royal at WrestleMania X7, I mean, the guy, like, obviously he's not in the best shape of his life, like you can tell from the way he walks down the ring even, but he still resonates something, and it's kind of wild that even, like, you know, well, like 20 years removed from his prime, you're still like, oh my god, it's the Iron Sheik. So yeah, man, like, it's easily one of the most iconic characters in pro wrestling history.
It's not a measure of anyone's career how WWE present them. Obviously there are often politics and there are fallouts and there are reasons why the market leader, the self-appointed stewards of pro wrestling, elect not to preserve somebody in amber, but they did with the Iron Sheik. He was constantly brought back in things such as the Gimmick Battle Royal. He was the manager of the Sultan for a brief while, and of course shared WrestleMania time with The Rock at WrestleMania 13. He was a novelty guy that could be relied on to give you 5 minutes of fun and games on a nostalgia TV special. He might have even been in Legends House on one of them similar kind of network projects. He was just a figure that they could rely on once in a while to do a funny bit, and not everybody gets that. Not everybody gets like their last 5 minutes, let alone several versions of that. Bobby Heenan famously quipped, didn't he, that by the time the Iron Sheik gets to the ring, it'll be WrestleMania 38.
Yes.
He got to WrestleMania 38. Like,
he
was backstage there in Dallas at WrestleMania 38. So in the end, like, there was all of these little moments that people can savour from multiple generations, and not everybody gets it.
Yeah.
Like, you really can't, again, for all you can't understate the very serious business that he conducted at various points in his career, you kind of can't underestimate the value of those silly ones too.
No, absolutely. And a regular on the convention circuit, you know, after his in-ring days were over and everything else. Just someone who's going to endure in the annals of this weird, wacky thing that we all enjoy and love for a living.
Had his strange Olympic history, which is woven into fiction as much as fact, but that's part of the fun, I think, when you're a pro wrestler. The things he would do with those old-fashioned weightlifting gimmicks.
Yeah.
I forget the names, but you'll know what I'm referring to, and you'll see plenty of videos of it now that he's passed.
It's just a cult of personality that goes far beyond the wrestling stuff as well, and, like, there's not a lot of people who have that. Particularly today, when, like, people are, for better or worse, mostly for better, very earnest about who they are, like, on social media, and there's, like, less of a line, and you can see every kind of aspect of everyone's life. You'd see him with his old school weights and stuff, and it was just like, a huge dynamic popping wrestling presence. And just to kind of circle back to this, at the end of all of this is that somebody's lost their father here, and it's, you know, on the human level, that's generally where my kind of thoughts go to in situations like this. So once again, rest in peace, the Iron Sheik. It's just a guy that'll never be forgotten at all. There's no danger of that happening. He's far too important to the history of this sport and everything else. And best wishes to his family, his friends, and everyone else who might be impacted by this. Yeah, sad afternoon.
Expect tributes to flood in from his colleagues, from wrestlers that have met him. I would assume there'll probably be tributes on Dynamite and on SmackDown, and probably even longer video packages that WWE have put together over the weekend. Yeah. He's an ex-WWE champion. The boots alone are like part of like wrestling iconography. I expect WWE will go big on the tributes, and you could well expect like others from outpouring from others in the wrestling community as well, which you would hope will, you know, bring some solace to his family and the friends and the people he's left behind.
And they will be able to do more justice in their tributes and everything else than we could ever possibly hope to do in this situation. So, signing off, I'm Andy, this is Michael, we'll see you later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.